Hello and welcome to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yankee Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The clock has struck 6 o'clock. The team, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, have taken the field. Yagi, the pitcher for, starting pitcher for the Fighters, has climbed up on the mound and is just now taking his warm-up pitches. I don't have the full lineups yet. I'll see how much I can get through while it's on the screen here. Shortstop leading off Kawasaki for the Hawks. Center fielder, Omura, followed by designated hitter, Tanoue. And the graphic has now disappeared, so that's as far as I was able to get for the starting lineups for the visiting Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Yagi has finished his warm-up pitches. And Kawasaki now comes up to the plate. Left-handed batter facing the left-handed pitcher. Yagi, a rookie, having an excellent season this year, so well that he's even being entrusted with the second game of the playoffs. His first pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, throws on first. Little wide, but Oga Sawada handled the ball just fine. That was Tanaka at second base. So one pitch and one out here in the top of the first inning for the Hawks. That'll bring up second batter, Omura. He takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. Yagi looks in for his sign. Has it. His second delivery, swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Shinjo, going toward the left field side, makes the catch for out number two. So three pitches and two outs here in the first inning. Shinjo gives a big smile to the fans as they give him an ovation. Shinjo with the winning RBI in last night's game. That brings up Tanoue. The first pitch over the outside corner for a called strike one. Tanoue, the designated hitter this evening for the Hawks, takes the next pitch inside for a ball. That's the first ball thrown by Yagi. The next offering swung on and fouled it off to the right side toward the first base dugout, which is the visitors here at Sapporo Dome. Catcher Tsuruoka gives chase, but that ball goes into the stands. There is a lot of foul territory here at Sapporo Dome. Yagi pitching from the stretch this time. Fires the ball grounded to the right side of the second base bag. A fine play by Tanaka, getting to the ball, throwing behind him to first base, a one-bounder grabbed by Oga Sawada, and the side is retired in order in the first. So, after one half inning, there is no score. I can now give you the starting lineups for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Kawasaki led off playing shortstop. Number two batter was Omura, who flew out to center field. batting second. Batting third is Tanu, a designated hitter. Grounded out to second there to end the inning. Number four batter, Matsunaka, playing left field, followed by Zuleta, playing first base. Cabrera plays third base, batting sixth. Nakazawa plays second base, batting seventh. The number eight batter is Ide in right field. Catcher is Matoba, batting ninth. And on the mound for the Hawks this evening will be Saito. For the Nippon-Ham Fighters, here in the bottom of the first inning, they'll be sending up Morimoto leading off, playing left field. The second baseman is Tanaka, batting second. Batting third is first baseman Ogasawara, to be followed by designated hitter Segino. Inaba bats fifth and plays right field. Shinjo bats sixth in center field, followed by the third baseman Inada, batting seventh. Batting eighth is the catcher Tsuruoka. And finally, Kaneko plays shortstop, batting ninth. Yagi, who threw a perfect first inning, is on the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon-Ham Fighters. So Saito, just finishing up his warm-up pitches, while Morimoto swings the bat in the on-deck circle. The left fielder now stands in, right-handed batter facing right-handed pitcher. The first pitch misses, little inside and high, for ball one. Hawks ace pitcher Saito on the mound. The next offering in there for a called strike one. Saito into the windup. And the third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Morimoto, 25 years old, in his eighth year with the Fighters. The next offering swung on a miss, strike three. So that's the first strikeout by Saito. And that'll bring up Tanaka. Tanaka, 25 years old in his seventh year, batted 301 during the regular season, 42 RBIs and 7 home runs. That's Tanaka Kinsuke. There are a couple of Tanakas on the Fighters. Takes first pitch down low for ball one. Saito into the windup. And his second offering in there for a called strike two, or strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Saito into the windup again. And the next offering swung on and slicing into left field. One ball bounces just in front of left fielder Matsunaka for a base hit. So it's a one-out single here in the bottom of the first inning for the Fighters. That'll bring up first baseman Ogasawara. Ova Sawada, now in his 10th year with the Fighters. Batted .313 with 32 home runs and 100 RBIs during the regular season. Left-handed batter facing right-handed Saito. Swings at the first pitch right to Zudetta. Zudetta touches first base bag. Throws to second. The touch is in time. Double play. So a 3-6 double play on the first pitch to Oga Sawada. And this side is retired. So now, at the end of one complete, we have no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, rather, will be sending up the heart of the order: Matsunaka, Zudetta, and Cabrera, numbers 4, 5, and 6, here in the top of the first inning. Matsunaka stands in. The first offering in there for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and lined into right field, foul into the stands. A sharp line drive. Don't think that would have cleared the fence. Matsunaka, the batting king, batted .324 over the regular season. In the top three in the various... Oh no, it was Oga Sawada who was in the top three in all of the Triple Crown categories. Next ball fouled off. Okay, my mind's wandering. Don't mind me. It sure would be nice to have a sidekick here. Yagi, pitching from the stretch now. Third pitch way up high, taken by Matsunaka, who has phenomenal judgment of pitches. He only walks something like, what, 9 times during the regular season? The next offering misses low and away, ball two. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off toward the first base side. Just past the first base dugout, which at Sapporo Dome is the visitor's dugout. I think that Sapporo Dome and Miyagi Stadium are the only two who have the home team on the third base side. Two-two pitch again. Swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2 as Matsunaka fouls a couple off. Yagi comes set again. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off again. So we'll do 2-2 for a fifth time. Coming up on Yagi's ninth pitch to Matsunaka. He only threw 7 pitches in the first inning. The ninth offering swung on and lined deep into right field and off the wall. Right fielder plays the ball off the wall on one bound, throws into second, and Matsunaka holds it first with a single. So Matsunaka gave that ball a ride, but not deep enough. The single to right brings up first baseman Zudeta. I hope I finally pronounced his name right. Zudeta, a couple of home runs in the first stage, leading the Hawks over the Lions. Takes first pitch here for a called strike one. Yagi has a sign. The second offering misses just inside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Runner at first base, nobody out here in the top of the second inning. The third offering to Zudeta swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Morikawa, acting as the manager for the Hawks in the third base coach's box, giving out the signs. Okantoku, no longer in the hospital. Looking forward to the SoftBank Hawks coming home to Fukuoka. In constant contact with his players every day. And manager, of course. Acting manager. Next offering, swung on and fouled off. Just foul of the third base bag. Count remains, 2 strikes and a ball. Zureta stands in. Yagi comes set. Looks at the runner. And the pitch. Taken low and away. Ball two. That was kind of a close pitch. Had the stands making a bit of noise there. The next offering swung on and grounded to third base. Up with the ball. Throws to second for one. The relay to first. A little high, but Oga Sawada reaches up and grabs it. Coming back down onto the bag for the second out. 5-4-3 double play. And that'll bring up number six batter, third baseman Cabrera. Cabrera stands in. The first offering, Cabrera drops his shoulders, watches the first pitch go by, ball one. The next offering misses up high. Ball two, no strikes, two balls to count to Cabrera. The third pitch in there for a called strike one over the outside part of the plate. One strike and two balls to Cabrera. The fourth offering swung on and grounded to third base. Third baseman up with the ball, throws over the diamond to Oga Sawada, and the side is retired. So the Hawks, with a base runner here in the second, erased on the double play, and it's three up, three down yet again. At the end of one and a half now, we have no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a 0-0 tie going to the bottom of the second inning. The Fighters will be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Seginol, Inaba, and Shinjo. Saito's first pitch to Seginol misses inside for ball 1. Seginol batted .295 over the regular season, 26 home runs and 77 RBIs. The second offering swung on a grounder to the right side, just past the first base dugout. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on a hit deep to right field. That's got the distance, but foul. A long foul ball by Seginol there. Left-handed batter getting around on the ball just a little too early. The two-strike, one-ball count misses up and away. Ball two. 2-2. Saito into the windup. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2-2. Saito's sixth offering pulled to the first base side. Second baseman up with the ball, tosses underhand to first baseman Zuretta in time for the out. So one away here in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up right fielder Inaba. Inaba, former Yakult Swallow. Inaba wanted to try his hand in the majors, took the free agent route, and was not taken by any major league team. And Yakult said they didn't want him anymore if he was going to desert him, so came over to the Fighters. Takes first pitch in the dirt for ball one. Saito, during the regular season against the Fighters, had one win and two losses. Next pitch, grounded off of the home plate, over the pitcher, towards second base. Shortstop Kawasaki fields the ball behind the second base bag, throws to first in time for out number two. That'll bring up center fielder and fan favorite, Shinjo. Shinjo batted .258 during the regular season. Swings and misses going all the way around at the first pitch. Strike one. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike two. Ball low and away. Shinjo not looking very good with the bat tonight. Maybe he needs runners on to do well. The next offering way up high. Shinjo takes it for ball one. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering in there. Ooh, umpire did not call that a strike. Oh, called ball two. Awful good pitch on the inside part of the plate. The catcher was walking off. The pitcher was walking off. Had to come back. The 2-2 offering. That one in the dirt. Ball three. Full count now to Shinjo. The Shobu pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. So Shinjo goes down on strikes. That's the second strikeout of the night for Saito in his mini innings. At the end of two complete now, we still have no score. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Mike Westby, your host. We're at Sapporo Dome. The visiting Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks will be sending up the bottom of their order here in the top of the third. Nakazawa, Ide, and Matoba. The first pitch by Yagi to Nakazawa is in there for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Two quick strikes on Nakazawa. I was just catching up on the chat box. The background music is just various baseball music that I've managed to gather over the years. A Giants Oendon CD from the 1980s. Bay Stars Oendon CD from 99 or so. Next pitch misses for ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Nakazawa. Chunichi Oendon CD from when Lee Son Yop was with them. How many years ago was that? It's just various collection of music I've managed to gather over the years. I hope to gather some more, have more variety. Next offering, misses low and away, ball two. Two strikes, two balls to Nakazawa. The The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded up the middle and threw into center field for a base hit. That's the second base hit by the Hawks this evening. And the second inning in a row that the Hawks have the leadoff runner on board. That'll bring up number 8 batting right fielder Ide. A throw over to first base. Nakazawa back standing up. The next pitch, bunted back to the pitcher, but third baseman cuts pitcher off, fields the ball, throws over to first in time for out number 1. The sacrifice bunt is successful. Runner at second base now, and catcher Matoba coming up to the plate. The first offering to Matoba misses way outside, ball 1. A throw over to second base, and he's out! Picked off of second base! Nice pickoff play by Yagi. Perfect timing by second baseman Tanaka. And Yagi throwing over there as Tanaka was sliding in feet first, fielding the ball right in front of Nakazawa coming back in. The second offering to Matoba now misses way up high again. More up high than the first pitch. Yagi threw a perfect pitch to second base there. Next offering down the middle, swung on a miss. Strike 1. 1 strike, 2 balls, the count to Matoba. With 2 outs now and nobody on here in the top of the 3rd inning. The next offering swung on in line deep to left field. Left fielder comes over, jumps. Morimoto jumps into the fence, comes down with the ball. For out number 3, a good run by Morimoto in left field, grabbing the ball, touching the ground, hitting the wall, and rolling over. And the Hawks lead off base runner on again, but come up empty at the end of 2.5 now. We still have no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. The Fighters will be sending up the bottom of their order, as it's been 3-up, 3-down for both sides through 2.5. Inada, third baseman, will lead off, followed by catcher Tsuruoka, then shortstop Kaneko. Inada batted 270 during the regular season. A left-handed batter versus the right-handed Saito on the mound. The first pitch is swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Looks like we're going to see some good defense this game, as both teams have performed well in the field. The next offering misses outside, ball one. 1-1 the count. The Hawks have hit the ball the hardest so far, but still have nothing to show for it. The 1-1 pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike two. The next offering misses just outside. That brings the count back even at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Kawasaki up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Tsuruoka. In other games, Yokohama leads the Yakult Swallows in the bottom of the first inning. We're still in the top of the first inning at Jingu. At Koshien, the Hanshin Tigers lead the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 2-0. Jingu, it started at 6:20 this evening. The first pitch to Tsuruoka, a slow curveball, misses high and away, ball one. The second offering misses low and inside, ball two. High and away, low and in, no strikes, two balls, the count to Tsuruoka. The third offering just misses outside. Looked like the catcher wanted that call. Saito trying to nibble at the corner there. Not getting the call. The no-strike three-ball pitch. That one called strike one at the knees. One strike, three balls. We're scoreless here at Sapporo Dome. Bottom of the third inning. Nobody on, one out. The second offering swung on a miss. Strike two. The next offering swung on and grounded to the third base coach and passed him. Count remains full to the fighting catcher. The next offering swung on and popped up to the left side. Third baseman and shortstop Kawasaki calling for it. It's Kawasaki who calls Zuretta off. Or not Zuretta. Cabrera off and makes the catch for out number two. That brings up number 9 batter, Kaneko. Kaneko batted 254 during the regular season. First pitch in there for a called strike one. The second offering misses low and away. Kaneko holds up. 1-1 now the count. Kaneko went 2-for-4 yesterday with a RBI. The next offering misses outside ball 2. That brings the count to 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the left side and passed a diving Kawasaki into left field. Base hit. So the Fighters with their second base runner of the game. First one with one out in the first was erased on the double play. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Morimoto. Morimoto batting 200 in the playoffs. Struck out his last at bat. The first pitch misses up high, ball one. The second pitch swung on and lifted to the right side and high. Second baseman calling for it, and in shallow right field makes a catch for out number 3. So the Fighters get a base runner, and they strand the first base runner of the game. At the end of 3 complete now, we still have no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Yagi finishing up his warm-up pitches. He'll be facing the top of the order in Kawasaki, Omura, and Tanoue. Defensively for the Fighters, Yagi is on the mound, Tsudooka behind the plate, Oga Sawada at first base, Tanaka at second, Inada at third, Kaneko shortstop, Morimoto in left field, Shinjo in center, and Inaba in right. Yagi pitching from the stretch. Kawasaki shows bunt, pulls the bat back, swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike one. Kawasaki trying to buster there, trying to pull the third baseman in. The second offering, swung on and missed, pitch way low and away, ball two, or strike two rather. Two strikes, no balls. In the playoffs, Kawasaki has batted 250. Grounded out to second, his first at bat this evening. The second offering, called strike three on the outside corner. That's the first strikeout by Yagi. And that'll bring up center fielder Omura. Strikeout looking on three pitches. The first offering to Omura. Omura drops his bat, bunting the ball in front of the home plate. Catcher fields the ball, throws to first just in time. Omura doesn't agree with the call. And the third base coach comes over to argue. Moriwaki, acting manager, comes over to have a few words with the first base umpire. He thinks that Omura was safe. It was close, and I kind of thought he was safe myself. But I've been wrong before. Replay has the umpire in the way. It was a nice safety bunt by Omura. Moriwaki, acting manager for the Hawks, still having a word with the umpires. Does he want to get a second opinion? From another angle, one frame at a time. The umpire might even be right here. Moriwaki is telling Omura to stay put. Omura has not gone back to the dugout. They have a larger umpiring crew, six umpires for the playoffs, to try to prevent any kind of problems like this. And more umpires are gathering around Moriwaki. He's staying very calm and just talking it over with the umpires. Shinjo going over to left field. Looks like Shinjo and Morimoto have switched places just for fun, entertaining the crowd. Moriwaki finally comes over and pulls Omura aside. Say, let's head back to the dugout. The protest seems to be over now. Shinjo dashing back into center field. Big ovation by the crowd now that this argument is over. So we now have two down here in the top of the fourth inning, and number three batting, Tanoue, coming up next. The designated hitter, right-handed batter versus left-handed Yagi. First offering, swung on a miss, strike one. So Yagi continues where he left off, throwing strikes. Fifth pitch, fifth strike of the evening, or of the inning, rather. Next pitch foul back to the backstop. Strike two. Tanu in the playoffs, batting .333, grounded to second his last at bat. The next offering, swung on and grounded to third base. Inada up with the ball, throws in plenty of time to Oga Sawada at first, and this side is retired. So that was seven strikes in a row that inning thrown by Yagi. This super rookie, a candidate for Rookie of the Year, has shut the Hawks down through four, and at the end of three and a half now, we remain scoreless. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. fans waving white cards in the outfield. For the Fighters, they'll be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters. Here in the fourth inning, leading off with Tanaka, who singled his first at bat, bringing his playoff batting average to .500. First pitch to Tanaka, misses high and away, ball one. Saito's next offering, swung on and grounded to the right side, second baseman up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time, one away. That'll bring up first baseman Ogasawara. The first pitch to Ogasawara just misses outside, ball one. Ogasawara hitless in the playoffs. Grounded into a double play, his first at bat. Next pitch, swung on and hit to deep center field. Center fielder going back at the warning track, makes the catch for out number two. So Ogasawara hits the ball a long way to center field. Center fielder Omada runs it down just in front of the fence. That'll bring up designated hitter Segino. The first offering in there for a called strike one. Segino grounded to second, his first at bat this evening. The second offering misses up high. Ball one, that evens the count at 1-1. Segino looked like he was backing out of that one, like he thought it was at his face. The next offering misses up high. One strike, two balls the count to Segino. The next offering swung on and grounded just fair inside the bag. First baseman carries the ball to the bag himself and hands it to the pitcher right at the bag. So it's three up, three down. Oh, did the umpire call that a foul ball? Oh, I guess that was called a foul ball. I thought the umpire was motioning fair. My bad. Foul ball, that evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Past the first base dugout, or third base dugout rather. Saito wants a different ball. Saito looks in for his sign. Pouty lower lip. Segino gets tired of waiting for him to get his pitch. Now everybody's ready. Saito into the windup. And the pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. So Segino goes down swinging for the third strikeout victim of the evening. And after four complete now, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Proyaki Live. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. We're at Sapporo Dome for Game 2 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League Playoffs 2006. Yagi on the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Saito for the Hawks. Yagi so far has thrown 43 pitches to just 12 batters, a perfect four, giving up two hits, having the help of a double play and a pickoff at second base. Matsunaka leads off for the Hawks this inning. He'll be followed by Zudeta and Cabrera. Yagi comes set, pitching from the stretch. First pitch misses down low to Matsunaka. Ball one. The second offering just misses up high. No strikes, two balls to count. To the Pacific League's leading hitter. Triple Crown winner 2 years ago. Next offering in there for a called strike one. The next offering lifted to the backstop. Tsudooka going back and on his knees makes the catch just in front of the fence. Matsunaka fouls out to the catcher for out number one. That'll bring up Holbert. No, not Holbert. Zdechov. He grounds the first pitch to the third baseman, throws to first, and Oga Sawada fails to handle the one bounder. The ball hits Oga Sawada's glove, bounces down to his feet. Oga Sawada thinks that the ball is in his glove, does not make an attempt to pick up the ball before Zdechov comes across first base. I'd rule that an E3, as he had the ball on it. It may be ruled an E5. Inada did one bound the ball to Oga Sawada. The next offering misses outside, maybe? No strikes and a ball. Now it's Holbert Cabrera at the plate. Zdechov reaching on a one-out error. The next offering swung on and missed. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Yagi, working slowly with a runner on, has a sign. His 60th pitch of the night, swung on and missed. Strike two. Next offering misses high and away. That evens the count at 2-2. To Cabrera. Yagi leans in for his sign, says yes first and then no. Now reaches for the rosin. Battery problems between Yagi and Sudooka here. Unable to decide how to throw to Cabrera. Yagi shakes off three signs, then goes to the rosin again. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt bounces away from Sudooka, up with the ball, but Zdechov holds at first base. He goes back shaking his head to the first base coach, thinking, I should have gone. Sudooka did a great job keeping the ball at least somewhere reachable. as there is a lot of area back behind home plate. So the count full now. Shobu pitched to Cabrera, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. The Shobu pitch again, swung on and fouled off and out of play. Yagi taking his time. Shobu pitch again, third time, and the pitch, swung on a miss, strike three, runner going, throw to second is in plenty of time, but Zuleta kicks the ball out of the second baseman's glove and into shallow left field. Fighters are going to protest that. Hillman Kontoku out to yell at an umpire or two. The ball was there in plenty of time. It was in Tanaka's glove. Zuleta came sliding in, kicking the glove, and the ball coming out of the glove and rolling off into shallow left field. And now the umpires have decided to call him out. Zuleta has his arms to his side. What? He says. Now it's the Hawks' turn to yell at the umpires. Hillman Kontoku managed to get the ruling overturned. The slide had Zuleta's foot coming down right on the glove. The slide really wasn't that dangerous so far as I could tell. It looked like a legitimate slide, although perhaps a little late. He didn't actually physically hit Tanaka or anything. He hit Tanaka's glove. I'm not sure if I agree with the overruling or not. So that retires the side. although slightly controversial there. That's the second call to go against the Hawks. And it turns out that it's the fifth time the Hawks have gone down in order, despite getting a base runner in three of those innings. So after four and a half now, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hillman Kantoka going out to have a word with the umpire before we get started here. I think that he's asking if that was a dangerous play and Zuleta should have been thrown out. Zuleta is still in there at first base. Hillman Kantoka looks like he's saying one more time. So basically if Zuleta does anything dangerous again, he wants him out of there. At least that's the impression I got with that short exchange with the home plate umpire. For the fighters, it'll be Inaba, Shinjo, and Inada, numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters. Here in the bottom of the fifth, first pitch to Inaba, misses high and away, ball 1. Next offering, misses down low. No strikes, 2 balls to the leadoff hitter Inaba here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The third offering by Saito. Misses down low and inside, ball 3. No strikes, 3 balls to count. To Inaba, leading off the bottom of the fifth. Fourth offering, misses inside, called strike 1. On the inside corner, okay. Umpire is very forgiving with no strikes, 3 balls. Next offering, fell back to the backstop. Full count. Left-handed batter Inaba versus right-handed pitcher Saito. The Shobu pitch swung on and hit to left field. That ball was going foul and into the stands. Count remains full. The Shobu pitch again. swung on and grounded foul to the right side. Pass first base coach. We'll do it again. Shoba pitch again. Swung on and grounded to the right side. Zanetta up with the ball. Runs it to first base in time by himself. One away. That'll bring up center fielder Shinjo. Shinjo back to his number one. He wore the number 63 in his last game at the during the regular season to commemorate his first back number. First pitch, Shinjo fouled off at the catcher's feet. Shinjo with big hit yesterday, driving in the winning run. Struck out swinging his first at bat tonight. Second offering swung on and grounded to the third base coach, who fields the ball. Two quick strikes on Shinjo. Shinjo's timing looks a little better this at bat than it did his first at bat. The third offering misses up high. Ball one. Shinjo did manage to work the count full his first at bat. Fourth offering swung on and grounded off his left foot. Shinjo hops out of the batter's box. Shakes it off, steps back in. Next offering swung on, fouled off to the right side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. The next pitch, and Shinjo fails to hold up. Goes down swinging for out number two. Pitch low and away. Shinjo just couldn't hold back. In other games going on in the Central League, Yokohama leading the Yakult Swallows by a score of 6-3 in the bottom of the third inning at Jingu. Over at Koshien, the Hanshin Tigers lead the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 3-0. They're in the top of the sixth there. Next offering in there for a called strike one. Number seven batter Inada at the plate. Fighters third baseman takes the next pitch for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled off the catcher. Two strikes and a ball. We're at 0-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. There has only been one base runner stranded in this game. Yeah. Saito has thrown 4 strikeouts. Next offering misses outside, ball 2. Each team has 2 hits so far tonight. Two-two pitch, misses outside, ball 3. Count goes full. I think Saito has thrown a lot more pitches than Yagi has so far tonight. Neither pitcher has given up a base on balls. Next offering, swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side. Count remains full. Next offering, swung on and lined over the shortstop's head and into left center field. Base hit. Another 2-out single for the Fighters. That's the 3rd hit of the night for Sapporo. And that'll bring up catcher Sudoka. Sudoka batting 200 in the playoffs. Popped out to the shortstop last time at bat. Takes first pitch up and away for ball 1. Second offering also misses up and away, ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls the count to Tsuruoka. If you're just joining us, we're in the bottom of the 5th inning. No score so far. Next pitch, swung on a miss by Tsuruoka. 1 strike, 2 balls to count. Runner at first base, 2 down. The Hawks have only had 2 hits and have stranded nobody, while the Fighters have had 3 hits, including 1 so far this inning, and stranded 1 so far. Next pitch, reached for by Tsuruoka, way outside, comes up with air. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains 2-2. Saito's 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side again. Tsuruoka just sticking the bat out, protecting the plate. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3. That's the 5th strikeout of the night for Saito in as many innings. 2 of those strikeouts coming in this inning. So the Fighters had a 2-out base hit, but still come up empty at the end of 5 complete now. This score remains knotted at 0-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've completed five complete. The score is 0-0. Thanks, Ken, for the pitch counts. 79 pitches for Saito so far, and Yagi has thrown 56 pitches through 5. Scoring so far has been none. A couple of arguments on the field, both calls going against the Hawks. Omura laid down a safety bunt in the top of the fourth inning, was thrown out by a hair at first base. Moriwaki substitute Kantoku argued that call for a while. And then last inning, Zuleta stealing second base on Cabrera's strikeout, kicked the ball out of the second baseman's glove and was called out for dangerous play, I guess. Nakazawa leads off the sixth inning with a base hit through the left side. And the Hawks have their third hit of the night. The other two base runners they've had, two reaching on hits, one on an error, have all been doubled up. The Hawks have not yet left a runner on base. Yagi has thrown a semi-perfect game, throwing to the minimum number of players, number of batters. That'll bring up right fielder Ide. Ide sacrificed his first time at bat, and he's showing bunt all the way again. Throw over to first base. Nakazawa back in, standing up. The first pitch misses up high. Ide takes the bat back. Ball one. Throw over to first base. Ide back in. The next offering bunted back to the pitcher. Pitcher Yagi fields the ball, spins, throws to first in time. One away. Sacrifice is successful. Nakazawa moving to second base. That'll bring up catcher Matoba. Nakazawa, last time he got to second base on the sacrifice, was picked off of second by a beautiful play. Yagi turning and firing just as Tanaka was covering the plate, or covering the second base bag. Ball right in at Nakazawa's feet. First offering to Matoba misses outside. Ball one. The next offering in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering misses outside. One strike, two balls the count. Yagi motions a throw to second base. Nobody covering. Nakazawa back in, standing up. The next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Matoba. Yagi does a quicker fake to second base. Nakazawa getting in a little more nervously this time. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. That's the second strikeout for Yagi tonight. That brings us back to the top of the order in Kawasaki. Kawasaki so far today has grounded out to second and struck out looking on three pitches. Oh, that was the third strikeout, by the way. Cabrera also struck out. The first pitch to Kawasaki, called strike one. On the outside corner. The next offering misses up and away. That evens the count at 1-1. And that's the first ball thrown to Kawasaki tonight. Kawasaki grounded out to second on the first pitch of the game. Watch three strikes. And then strike one, ball one here. The next offering, in there for a called strike two over the outside corner. Yagi looks like he has Kawasaki's number tonight. Yagi throwing from the set position with runner at second base and two down. Turns and Shadow throws the ball to second. Nobody covering second base. Nakazawa returning to the bag slowly. Two strikes, one ball to count on Kawasaki. Swing and a miss, strike three. Kawasaki goes down for the second time on strikes. Yagi greeted with high fives, low fives, and fist fives in the third base dugout. So after 5.5 now, we continue to be scoreless.
た絵に描いたこの一打
Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up numbers 9, 1, and 2 in their order. Kaneko, Morimoto, and Tanaka. First pitch to Kaneko by Saito. Misses up high, ball 1. Second offering in there for called strike 1. That evens the count at 1-1. Saito into the windup. And the pitch swung on and lifted to deep right field. Right fielder Ide goes back and well before reaching the warning track makes the catch for out number 1. That brings us back to the top of the order with left fielder Morimoto. First pitch in there for a called strike 1 to Morimoto. Morimoto so far today has struck out, swinging, and popped out to second. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike 2. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike 3. Morimoto goes down swinging on 3 pitches for out number 2. A real pitcher's duel going on tonight here at Sapporo Dome. Saito so far has thrown 85 pitches now. 19 batters. That brings up second baseman Kinsuke Tanaka. First pitch in there for a called strike 1 over the outside part of the plate. Next offering misses outside. 1-1 the count. Next offering, swung on and grounded through past the diving Nakazawa into right field for a base hit. Two out base runner again for the Fighters. And that brings up first baseman Ogasawara. Olga Sawada hitless so far in the playoffs. Hit into a double play. His first at bat. And flew out to center, his second. First pitch in there, down the middle for a called strike one. Down the middle at the letters. Tanaka at first base, Olga Sawada at the plate, two down. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next pitch, misses down low, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Catcher Matoba looked like he wanted that call. The 1-1 pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Saito nibbling at those corners. Dolphins out in full force in the stands, cheering for Olga Sawada. Next pitch, swung on and missed with the runners going, but that's out number three. So Olga Sawada goes down swinging to end the Fighters rally here in the sixth inning. After six complete, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got an incredible pitchers duel going on. No score through six. Time now 8:02, Japan Standard Time. We're 2 hours into this. The first offering misses for ball one. That's Omuna at the plate. Batting 278. Flew out to left center, his first at bat, and failed a sacrifice bunt attempt, his second. No, failed a safety bunt attempt, his second. Yagi's second pitch was in there for a strike, and his third pitch is fouled off to the left side. Next offering, a check swing, ball got away from the catcher, appeal to third base umpire, while catcher Tsuruoka runs down the ball, says that Omura did not swing, that evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Actually, not even shallow center field. Shortstop Kaneko makes the catch just left and on the outside grass for out number two, or out number one. A short blooper just outside of the infield. Caught by the shortstop for out number one. That'll bring up designated hitter Tanoue. Tanoue has grounded out to second and grounded out to third. First pitch swung on and fouled up the third base line. Strike one. Next offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Shinjo comes in, reaches up just a little above his head to make the catch for out number two. Shinjo almost overran the ball coming in. Nonetheless, two quick outs for Yagi this inning. That'll bring up number four batter, Matsunaka. The first pitch is swung on and fouled past the first base coach. The second offering in there for a called strike two on the inside part of the plate. Next offering swung on and fouled off. And out of play to the left side. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Next Next offering misses outside, ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Matsunaka. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Kaneko up with the ball, throws the first in plenty of time, and the side is retired. So the Hawks go down in order for the sixth time out of seven innings. At the end of six and a half now, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Fighters, for their lucky seven, send up the heart of their order, Seginol, Inaba, and Shinjo. Seginol batting 200 in the playoffs, no home runs, one RBI. That one RBI, the tiebreaker, or not the tiebreaker, the tying RBI yesterday evening. First pitch misses inside and low, ball one. Seginol, designated hitter, grounded out to second and struck out swinging so far tonight. Second offering swung on and lifted into foul territory toward the third base dugout. Catcher giving chase, and it's third baseman Cabrera who makes the call and the catch in foul territory for out number one. That'll bring up right fielder Inaba. Shaky center field camera. Inaba is swinging and fouling the first pitch off to the left side. No hits yet in the playoffs. Second offering misses up high. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. So far tonight, Inaba has grounded out to short. And grounded out to first. third pitch in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball to count. And the pitch swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Matsunaka going back and towards center field and makes the catch just in front of the warning track in left center. So that'll bring up center fielder Shinjo, who has struck out twice so far tonight. The first offering swung on a miss by Shinjo. Shinjo not even coming close to that one. The second offering in the dirt, Shinjo holds up this time. 1-1, and that was Saito's 100th pitch. Next offering misses inside. Ball two. Next pitch swung on a miss. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Next offering swung on and lined right to Cabrera at third base. Cabrera catching the ball while dropping to his knees for out number three. So the Fighters retired in order yet again here in the seventh. After seven complete now, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the eighth inning on a scoreless tie. The fighters, a win or a tie, will send them to the Japan Series. Yagi so far has thrown 80 pitches to 22 batters, one over the minimum. He'll be facing Zuleta, Cabrera, and Nakazawa here in the top of the eighth. First pitch to Zuleta, misses for ball one. Zuleta so far has grounded into a double play and reached on an error. Next pitch, one bounder, swung on a miss, strike one. The 1-1 pitch, in there for a called strike two. Two strikes and a ball to Zuleta. The next pitch in the dirt. Zuleta holds up, evening the count at 2-2. Yagi looking for his sign, has it. The 2-2 pitch misses just inside ball three. Count goes full to Zuleta. Hawks number five batter leading off the top of the eighth inning. Scoreless pitcher's duel going on here at Sapporo Dome tonight. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Inada dives for the ball, stopping the ball, knocking it down, gets up, picks the ball up, throws to first in time for out number one. It looks like Zuleta wasn't running all out on that. Or he got a late start, because it sure did take Inada a while to get the ball after he stopped it, knocked it away from himself. Finally stood up and threw him out. Nonetheless, that'll bring up third baseman Cabrera, batting number six in the order. Batting 294 in the playoffs with no home runs, one RBI. Grounded out to third and struck out swinging so far tonight. First pitch misses low and away. Ball one. The next offering misses up and away. Ball two, no strikes, two balls to count. Next pitch misses, no balls, or no strikes, three balls. Next offering misses up high ball four. Zuleta walks on four straight pitches. And that is the first base on balls given up by either pitcher tonight. In a pitcher's duel, you do not want to allow runners on bases on balls. That was Yagi's 99th pitch. First pitch to Nakazawa. Catches the outside corner for a called strike one. So Cabrera at first base, one out. Nakazawa at the plate. Throw over to first base, Zuleta back. Not Zuleta, Cabrera back. Next offering, a check swing, fouled off to the first base dugout. So after walking Cabrera on four straight pitches, gets two quick strikes on Nakazawa. Yagi steps off the mound. One out, runner at first base. Two strikes on Nakazawa. The third offering misses outside, ball one. Two strikes in the ball now. Next offering, swung on and lifted to right field. This ball's deep, but not deep enough. Inaba has the ball, throws the ball in. Cabrera returns to first base. So a long fly ball by Nakazawa right to the right fielder. That's two away. Shinigami has confirmed the error earlier in the game was Inada's, the third baseman's, not Ogasawara's. So, second play back in the fifth inning should be an E5, not an E3. After one ball to Ide, Ide grounds the ball into the gap in on the left side. Kaneko dives for the ball, comes up, tosses the ball to second base, and Led Shu Cabrera is out, as opposed to Led Shu Zureta. A beautiful play by Ide to retire the side. So the Hawks, here in the eighth inning, receive the first base on balls of the game, but come up empty at the end of 7.5 now. We're still scoreless. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Pitcher's duel continues. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning, Saito will face the bottom of the fighter's order in Inada, Tsuruoka, and Kaneko. Inada swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike one. The second offering in the dirt and inside. The umpire looked like he jumped at that one. Inada taking that for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Saito started to pitch and then laid off. Then started coming back in, and Inada stepped out of the batter's box. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lifted to deep center field. Center fielder going back. And Omura stops up short of the warning track to make the catch for out number one. So with one out, that'll bring up catcher Tsuruoka. First offering in there for a called strike one. Batting 167 in the playoffs now. Popped out to the shortstop and struck out swinging so far tonight. Next offering, swung on and grounded to the third baseman. Cabrera up with the ball, throws across the diamond to first in time for out number two. That'll bring up shortstop Kaneko. At Jingu Stadium, Yokohama taking a 10-2 lead in the sixth inning. Yokohama still batting. And it's the ninth inning at Koshien. Hanshin over the first place Chunichi Dragons by a score of 5-1. First pitch to Kaneko in there for a called strike one. For Hanshin, this victory, should they hold on, a bit hollow. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. A big swing and miss by Kaneko there. Next offering, swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Omanok over toward right field. Makes catch for out number three. So, it's yet another 3-up, 3-down inning. We've seen a lot of them this game. And going to the ninth, we're still tied 0-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the ninth inning. For the visiting Hawks, they'll be sending up Matoba, then back to the top of the order in Kawasaki and Omura. Two starting pitchers, Yagi for the Fighting Ham and Saito for the Hawks. Have this game locked up 0-0. Yagi now has gone two batters over the minimum. First pitch to Matoba in the dirt. Matoba moves his back foot out of the way. Batting 400 in the playoffs. No home runs, one RBI so far tonight. 0-2. Flew out to left and struck out swinging. The next offering swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Morimoto shading him towards center and still on the run toward the left center field gap makes the catch for out number one. That brings us to the top of the order in Kawasaki. Kawasaki has grounded out to second and struck out twice. The first pitch to Kawasaki swung on and lifted foul to the left sides and into the stands. Left-handed batter now facing left-handed Yagi on the mound. Yagi, prime candidate for Rookie of the Year. Next pitch swung on and fouled off into the Great Expanse, which is the foul territory at Sapporo Dome. It's Morimoto making the catch for out number two. That'll bring up center fielder Omura. The first pitch to Omura in there for called strike one. The next offering misses outside, ball one. One strike, one ball, the count. The next offering swung on and hit to left center field. Left fielder Morimoto again comes over into the gap in time to make the catch and throw the ball into the stands. So Yagi has thrown 9 complete shutout innings. And we go to the bottom of the ninth. We'll see if the Fighters can break through Saito. At the end of 8.5, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Fighters at the top of their order. Morimoto, Tanaka, and Ogasawara. Saito's first pitch to Morimoto. A dropping curveball misses inside, ball one. The second offering misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls the count. The third offering by Saito misses in the dirt. Ball three. Saito so far has not given up a walk. Now behind, no strikes, three balls. And the next pitch, this is low and away, ball four. Morimoto on base. On four straight balls by Saito. Is Saito tiring? The pitching coach is heading out to the mound. Or actually, it's just the infielders gathering at the mound right now. Give Saito some words of encouragement. That brings up Tanaka Kinsuke. Zveta going over to have another word with Saito before Kinsuke comes up. The crowd is on their feet, chanting Kinsuke! But before Saito throws a pitch, he steps off the mound yet again. Tanaka showing bunt, first pitch high and inside. Ball one. Tanaka showing bunt, bunts the ball on the mound. The ball bounces in front of home plate. Catcher fields the ball. Only play is to first base. And the sacrifice bunt is successful. That's the first fighter to reach second base tonight. Infielders all gather on the mound yet again to discuss the strategy. Acting manager Moriwaki, also on the mound this time, making sure that everybody is clear on what has to be done. Fighters only need that one runner to come home from second. They are walking Oga Sawada intentionally now to put runners at first and second. That'll bring up number four batting, Seggy Knoll, with runners at first and second. One out. Zettai Katsu! Must win, reads the big poster in the outfield. Seggy Knoll with the tying RBI in last night's game. The Hawks are distracted by something, though. The first pitch is grounded just foul of the first base bag. Saito comes set. The second offering swung on a little late by Seggy Knoll. Fouls the ball off and out of play to the left side. Catcher sits up way outside for Seggy Knoll with two strikes and no balls. Pitch misses just outside. Saito didn't throw the ball quite as far outside as the catcher set up, rather. Two strikes and a ball to Seggy Knoll. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. 0-0. Runners at first and second. One out. Saito comes set. The fourth offering. Swung on a miss. Strikeout. That's out number two for the Fighters. And we'll bring up right fielder Inaba. Inaba stands in. The first offering misses just outside. Ball one. Matoba looking for that call. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Runners at first and second. Two down. Prince Shinjo swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. Inaba at the plate. Morimoto drew a leadoff base on balls, was sacrificed to second by Tanaka. Next offering, swung on and grounded up the middle to the second baseman. Second baseman tosses the ball to the shortstop. Not in time. Safe. The throw home where Morimoto is sliding in. Safe. Safe. Nippon-ham wins on the fielder's choice. Saito, another 1-0 loss. Complete game. Oh, man, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters head on to the Nippon Series to face the Chunichi Dragons. Matoba looks like he's just collapsed there behind home plate. And a couple of teammates have to carry Saito off the mound, as he is just an emotional wreck. Ogasawara's hustle to second base. Safe at second on the fielder's choice. Morimoto motoring on around third base, coming home on the infield hit. Wow, how about that for a way to end the game? Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, sayonara victory here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Totals on the game. Where do we start? No runs, 3 hits, no errors for the SoftBank Hawks. 1 run on, was it 4 hits, or did they count that fielder's choice as a hit? Maybe 5 hits and 1 error for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. I'll hold off a little bit to see if that was counted as a hit or not. I really doubt they'd have had anybody at first base. So let's just say 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error for the Fighters. Both pitchers going the distance. Saito, another 1-0 loss in the playoffs. They toss Hillman into the air. They toss, that looked like Kaneko into the air. Yes, that was ruled a hit. I'd like to thank you all for joining me tonight. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Nippon Ichi. Oh, not Nippon Ichi. Pacific League Ichi. Going on to challenge the Dragons for Nippon Ichi later this month. I'd like to thank you all for joining me. I'm really signing off this time. The Fighters 1-0 victory. This broadcast has been brought to you by JapaneseBaseball.com. Please feel free to download it, copy it, distribute it to your friends. Make derivative works. Just give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. That's all I ask. Thank you all once again, and good night.